Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. Real Ass Podcast special 9/11 airing on 9/12 edition. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting. I am here in Los Angeles at the great Comedy Store Podcast Network Studio. Shout out to the Comedy Store and the great people here who always accommodate me and make me feel very good. The only reason I have not gotten a fan to paint my name on the side of the wall with white paint is because they're so accommodating. If it was the Stand or the Comedy Cellar in the city, I would literally have somebody write it in shit on the fucking walls. And I like those places, by the way. I'm performing both these places this week, but let it be known that I have that little respect for them, and that's how much respect I have for the Comedy Store. Yeah. Okay?
They actually should write bad comedians' names in shit on the wall. Just to warn you.
Look, we have a great show planned. We're going to do an hour here. I know these shows have been a little bit shorter on the road. We got to get them in, though. Unfortunately, we are on very, very limited time. The Offend Everyone Tour, traveling all over the fucking place right now. We are now in Los Angeles. Tonight, we have The Depraved just starting in just about an hour and a half. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
Louis.
What?
I feel like a grown-up.
Why?
I got TSA clear.
You got clear?
I got clear.
How great is it?
I'll never go back.
Especially in like Nevada. When I got to the security line today in Nevada, it was just wrapped around. I went straight through clear, and I was still angry that she was going to, the agent, she takes you through. Mm-hmm. She took two other people with me, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I need to wait for these fucking jerk-offs.
The girl that signed me up had to sign me up three times. One girl got distracted and had to start again. Then the machine broke and they had taken me to a third machine. I still beat Paco by 45 minutes.
They had to sign me up three times because it goes by weight.
<It's our seat. laughs>
We see your eyes, but what's attached to them?
We have two incredible guests in studio. Aaron Berg on tour with me right here.
What's up?
Very happy to have you back on the show. Berg's Base, go support that show. And then also Paco, you know, the producer seat. Not really. We don't really need you to produce, but I said, fuck it, Paco. You've been on this tour with us. You've been crushing it on the road. Paco's got great energy. He's a great fucking host for these shows. Why not make Paco an official guest on the show? You're still sort of producing, Paco.
Thank you. I know.
Here's what I need you to do, okay? Because I got a couple things on the thing to talk about. I need a couple other topics on the docket ready to go. So if I say, hey, Paco, we need a new topic, boom, you fucking throw out a new topic at me, okay?
All right, well, let me start searching.
So I mean, maybe pull up CNN, maybe pull up Fox News, maybe pull up Twitter, pull up all the things that things could be trending, fun things. And honestly, Paco, you could interrupt the show if you want to say, hey, Louis, breaking news. Breaking news at any point.
Hey, Paco, what happened on this day that we got to beat?
A tomato spill makes a major California highway a marinara mess.
No way. Is that a real thing?
That's real.
Whoa.
I just run out the door.
By the way,
we're so close.
Hey, wait up for the pasta. I like that Paco goes to NPR first. What a gaylord.
Yeah, Paco, why are you such a fucking bitch, dude?
No, I just Googled weird news.
Okay, Biden, what else is new?
Look at Paco trying to cover up all of his rapes by pretending to be woke.
Yeah. He goes to NGR and it links the compounds.
Yeah. Jimmy Akerstein.
He goes to NGR and it links the compound. That was pretty good, guys. It was pretty good, folks.
We'll push a button for that one.
I wish we had our fucking soundboard. Paco, you know, I said in the last show, Paco, I said I should have the soundboard. Mm-hmm. Now, a good producer, you know what he would have done?
Went out and bought an iPad.
Didn't even need to buy an iPad. He could have literally, on his phone, he could have said, hey, boss, I got your sound effects right here. Shannon, send them to me. It's right here, ready to go. And we could be blasting fucking horns. We could be blasting fucking rattlesnakes, chattlesnakes, kestle snakes, all that shit. But it ain't happening.
I'm incompetent. I apologize.
You're not great, Paco.
No, it's just he's good at what he does, but he just doesn't do enough.
He doesn't do enough.
Yeah.
There's very often we're like, Paco, we drive for like 3 hours in the car. Brilliant jokes. We're just riffing. We're going back and forth. Paco's got his headphones on.
He's listening to a better podcast. Listening to funnier comics.
Guys, Rogan said ivermectin works. He's like a year behind on it, too. Still thinks it's
let it be known. Rogan reposted my shit.
What? What did we post?
So Harrington sent me a meme of Nate Diaz getting the choke out last night at 2:09 of the fourth round. Nate Diaz is from Stockton, California. 209 is their whole thing. You know, 209, bitch, is like, you know.
The area code?
But it's also, not only is an area code, it's become a marketing thing for the Diaz brothers. So it was a very big deal. Now, Harrington just sent me the meme, and then I just posted it being like, holy shit. Rogan reposted it, credited me. It was great. Apparently, I don't even think it's real.
No,
I don't think
he did tap him out
and did that. And another meme site made that meme altogether, and I did not credit them at all. But now that Rogan has credited me, I'm not going back and giving them fucking credit. No. I didn't get it from them. Harrington stole it from them, and then Harrington sent it to me. Am I stealing their meme?
No, you're doubling down. You're just doubling down.
Should I be crediting them? What is the meme site?
Yeah, but it's a day late.
If it was accurate, you should credit them, but you're just spreading disinformation.
I am just spreading disinformation.
You're making Rogan look bad.
Yeah, well,
this is what Rogan does. He just constantly spreads disinformation.
Lewis is smart.
Somebody, I guess, tagged me on their thing. I will credit them because I do feel bad. I'm not trying to steal people's
shit.
Would
they say, hey, Lewis, this was our meme?
No, somebody else was like, oh, Lewis just stole it from this fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've had shit stolen. Have you ever had a joke stolen or anything, and then they memed it, and then, like, you're like, all right, well, that's just that.
Then you just write a new joke. Tell them to make a new meme.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Let's see.
I told a story once about Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World at a horror convention. I had friends that went, and they said when they went to sign his book, he looked up at the girl that was his handler. They told me it was his granddaughter. And he went, I would like to go home now. Because he's like, and I told that on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I got a fucking mess. Apparently, people put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
I don't have TikTok. I don't fucking look at it. About how his actual granddaughter saw it and how he's not elderly and that's a fake story and I need to make a retraction to Mr. Feeney's family and loved ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Is he elderly?
Yeah, he's super old.
So why are they lying?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I would like to go home now.
My friends, when they got his book signed, they said in the middle of signing, he went, I'd like to go home. Like, he was just sitting there, like, scratching at it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, here it is. It's as shopped as it gets. As underscore shopped underscore as underscore it underscore gets. They are the ones who originally lied to the public about the time that the tap out happened.
Is it a lie if the name of the thing is as photoshopped as it gets?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny. They make funny photoshops. But, I mean, did he actually get him down in the choke at 209? Paco, look that up real quick.
Yes, sir.
When he actually got him down at 209 of that fourth round, where were we at? Look at, like, the replay of it. I'm sure they have that.
Was it a good fight?
It was a great fight.
You didn't take the free ticket that Bill gave and then took back and then gave
again? I got offered actually two free tickets.
Yeah.
And at that point, I did not want to hang out with Bill Dawes or... Right. No, I like Bill.
Bill's a nice guy.
I was already hanging out with Paco and Zach.
Yeah.
And we went to this weird, shitty dive bar / bowling alley that was actually fun to, like, watch it at. It was actually a blast.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So I could have just went, like... There's also something about, like... I'm not fawning after, like dudes' belongings. Like, I have people who are like, ooh, do you want a ticket? I'm like, shut up. I want your fucking ticket. Fuck you.
Yeah.
How about that? Like, I got invited to Nate Diaz's after party last night.
Yeah.
And it was being this big thing. Like, Shane was going. And then, actually, I got invited by Jake Shields, who was on Nate Diaz's team. He's, like, a legit fighter.
That was the guy that had the ticket for you.
Yeah. But he invited me to the after party. But Shane was making it, like, a big deal. Like, dude, my phone's going to die. It might be kind of hard to get in. I was like, I don't fucking want to go stand around some dude.
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, I don't care. I
want to
hang out with Paco.
Why?
I don't know, but I'd rather hang out with Paco.
So he can boss him around.
Yeah.
He needs to be the big dog in the situation.
He can't boss Shane around.
Nose pick alert with Lewis. It's nose pick alert.
Can we please cut the camera right now?
Nose pick alert. He's been going for 3 minutes. No one said anything. Nose pick alert.
Also, real quick, Ferguson was forced to tap at the 2:52.
I know, but what I'm saying, did he get him down and get the tap within that? Was it 2:09 on the clock when he had him actually in the choke? Because that's still pretty cool.
Or
was
being that forced all to tap at that time, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Fuck face.
Okay.
Go over the replay when he actually got him to the ground. Let me know what time it was and then fucking come back. You know, I wouldn't rather hang out with Paco. I'm wrong. Jake Shields would have had this information.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
What's he do with Nate Diaz? I saw a lot of people with Diaz shirts out at the fancy
steakhouse. Dude, it was awesome. Look, it was really fun. The fight was really fun. There's just, you know, I don't covet other dude's belongings, and you shouldn't either. You know, being at the fight is a cool thing, but it's like, you know, if I got three tickets for me, Paco, and Zach to go to the fight and they were good seats,
yeah,
I would have fucking gone in a heartbeat. But I also can't afford to buy everyone $1,000 tickets.
Yes, you can.
I mean, technically, no, yeah. But no, I can't. I can't actually.
Come on.
You know how much I spend at Nobu? Doggy.
How much?
Say it.
Doggy.
Okay, let me guess.
Dude, Nobu in Vegas.
Let me guess. Did you eat till you were full?
I've been to Nobu before.
Did you eat till you were like, oh, I'm so full?
I ate the way I eat, which is yes. And drinks.
How many drinks? Lychee martinis?
Lychee martinis, I think maybe four each.
Okay. How many courses?
A bunch. I had the fucking miso black miso cod. It's fucking delicious.
Two of you.
Two of us.
Do you have dessert?
We had Wagyu beef, 6 ounces.
A filet?
No, just the little Wagyu beef things.
Okay.
Obviously,
I'm going to guess.
God, guess.
Including tip or before tip?
Including tip. What do you think it costs?
$980. $1040. $1380. $1200.
This is actually a fun Jew game.
Yeah.
The Jews love this game.
Yeah, I love it.
No, it was $1180.
$6 million.
That's a lot for two people.
$1180, yeah.
But how often are you going to get to go to Nobu?
Just so once a month. I've put it three times already.
Am I wrong? Or is
this fucking bitch loves Nobu.
It's like me taking my daughter and wife on a helicopter every 2 weeks.
It's crazy.
Is Nobu the restaurant the actor owned? Fucking Robert De Niro and his wife owned.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe, dude, he owned Nobu. I've gone to Nobu in New York a few times.
It's a franchise now. It's a chain. McDonald's of sushi.
I've gone to Nobu in L.A. Nobu in Vegas was twice as expensive.
Why?
It's just Vegas.
Resort fees? Weird tax?
I have no idea, dude.
You didn't check your bill, did you?
I didn't, because I was with a chick, so I couldn't be like,
hang on. Hang on. Keep that pussy wet. Yeah. Sir!
Excuse me.
No. Sit down! No. This tax, I am a resident of Las Vegas.
Doggy, it was wild. Like, literally, I saw the bill, and I was like, okay, wow, all right. That was the most expensive dinner I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you just look at it and then put your card down and go,
No, I didn't say anything. Did you think couch? I don't even really look at it. I was like, here, and this is the move. You don't even look at the bill.
You give him the card.
You glance, and you're like.
Do you know, when I used to date girls before I got married, if I paid for an expensive dinner, I'd be like, okay, that's $600. Yeah, hooker would have cost the same. Yeah. I literally think.
No, that's the way you have to think about it. Honestly, I think about it the other way. When I order a hooker, I'm like, you know what, dude, I could have bought this bitch dinner. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Yeah. She's out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reality. But it all evens out, buddy boys.
Yeah, because you won your parlay that night.
I did win my parlay, but I also lost $700 in the casino and blackjack.
Oh.
Not good.
I had a big night. I won $89. Paco saw me losing. Then I hit $89 on the Vanna White.
He was digging change out of the Bellagio fountain.
So you can't do that. Please. I lost a lot tonight.
Please.
So the mark was at 209 when he was tapping out, and he started flexing at 208.
That's real.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, because this is a guy recording his TV as it's happening.
But I feel like he held on to that for 30 seconds after, or 40 seconds after that, before he actually tapped him.
No. Because 2 minutes and 52 seconds in means there's 2 minutes and 9 seconds left on the clock.
Oh, that was real then.
Oh.
For the most part. They might have adjusted it a little bit.
It doesn't matter.
209, baby.
Dude, that rules.
That's their area code.
Yeah.
What's your area code?
808.
Nice. That was a good one, 808. Who's from 808?
Hawaii.
I hate the way Hawaiians say Hawaii. They
Hawaii.
Go, Hawaii. Hawaii. Shut up, fucking asshole. It's Hawaii.
Oh, fucking. In the Uber this morning, I had to listen to him draw with some another fucking spam eater. With a fucking little ponytail and beads. On the main island.
There was a Filipino guy that drove us yesterday. He started connecting with him. I was like, shut up, Paco. Yeah. Stop connecting with people. Aaron does that all the time, dude.
I do it all the
time. Aaron sits down and he will start to fucking have a conversation with a stranger, but it's at the worst fucking time when it's like a person's trying to check us into a hotel. Tell.
Lewis goes, shut up, let them check us in. Yeah, like, and then
she'll stop working to answer his questions about her day.
Yeah.
And I watch her stop typing. I'm like, bitch, if you can't type and talk, don't talk.
To be fair, though, when she jumped on Aaron, you guys both started double teaming him and she wasn't working still.
Yeah.
That's true.
That bitch didn't like me at all. Fucking dump hotel was that?
I don't know. But we've been staying in all shitty hotels this whole fucking time.
Oh, have you?
Wait, let's clear this up right now. First of all, I'm in a gorgeous suite right now, at the Mondrian.
And you had a great one last night.
Last night I was in a beautiful suite at the Circa. Yeah. It was incredible.
We both had to cleanse our palates after those shitty hotel rooms.
Double trees are fucking hot shit, dude.
But and I'm not saying I'm not... So I know I'm a feature, and I'm not expecting anything great, but holy shit, this murder hotel that Paco booked, it no air conditioning.
That's crazy.
One of the first reviews is, smells like a rabbit cage, and the sheets are plastic.
No, they're not.
It's 88 degrees out, there's no AC, and we go to lay on the bed, and the sheets are shower curtain plastic.
No.
It's a famous hotel, though.
Hotel or motel?
Hotel.
Nose pick alert! Zach just did it! Okay, go what?
Trying to find something from the other night.
When did you get Boog Shug? Vegas?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
Are you not going to tell any stories?
No, he's been off. He's been off the Boog Shug.
Yeah, come on.
So you,
no, I mean, like the stripper
stories. Where'd you find this hotel?
Expedia.
How much a night?
It's advertised $67 a night.
That's crazy. What'd you get it for?
You guys yelled at me the other time for getting a hotel with you.
We got a $200.
You.
There is literally an in-between. You can go with $120, $110 maybe, Paco. The absolute cheapest is crazy.
Hotels are expensive here. A decent hotel.
Yeah, to get a good hotel, you're going to spend a couple $100 in L.A.
The Le Parc down the street, it's a suite. That's where I proposed to my ex-fiance, so it's kind of cursed, but I was going to stay there. That's like $300. And then they add on a weird like resort charge and everything.
Mm.
They got me here. I stayed for the day. I go, can I check out later or... Or I go, just stay. I have a show. He goes, yeah, we could probably give you a day rate. I go, oh, how much is that? He goes, half. I go, how much is that? $400 just to stay for the
last
day.
Time I stayed at the Mondrian, I thought I left my credit card at the bar.
Yeah.
And I really, what I did was I went to the pool and I put my credit card inside of my phone case and then literally just didn't think about it. I just got drunk.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. Couldn't find it anywhere, dude. I harassed the staff of this place for 2 days straight. I was calling them liars. I was like, I know. I know it's there.
Yeah.
And I know that fucking Puerto Rican guy. He was a Puerto Rican guy working with me. I was like, I know what he's doing with my fucking credit card right now. When I get charges on my fucking credit card for like fucking rims on a Honda Civic, I know who the fuck it is.
For fucking, what are those things called that they
diapers.
Smash
it?
For-
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. Without YoKratom.com, I'll tell you right now, I don't know that we would be doing anything. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest this year. They're the marquee sponsors for a bunch of shows here on the network, and they've been with this show and this network for a long time. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom already, you should be buying it wholesale from YoKratom.com.
Guys, the price of everything has been going up lately. Gasoline, rent, groceries. You know what's going to stay the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. It's going to stay $60 and it gets delivered right to your door. Stop going to bodegas, gas stations, and smoke shops and get your Kratom delivered right to your door from our friends at YoKratom.com.
Stop being a fucking jerk off. Stop leaving your home. If you're on Kratom, why waste any more time, baby? Let it sink in. Get down in your basement. Feel it. Live it. Love it. YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? It was wild, dude.
A whole bunch of fake formula.
Yeah. What's the worst hotel you've ever stayed in, Berg?
Ooh. Oh, when I was on the road in Canada, there was one in, there was one in Souris, Manitoba. I was shooting the Lookout. So at first we stayed at like the Fairmont when we shot in Winnipeg. Then they're like, we're going to a small town to shoot these other scenes for a week. The hotel staff went in and robbed all the actors.
Nice.
Like all the actors, one of the actors, and he was gay. And this is how he'd open a conversation. I'm like, hey, Sergio. He's like, just so you know, I'm gay. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, why does he do that? And I guess so you don't say anything bad about gay people right when he sits down.
He saw you and he was like, this guy's going to probably f***ish, so let me get this out of the way. Let me save you the uncomfortable conversation right now. Did we say that on the podcast the other day, dude? Aaron, it was so funny. We said on the video blog. Either way, it was one of the funniest things ever. Aaron sits down for the flight. I don't think I told you this, Zach. And he's doing this thing where he's yapping to a guy next to him, right? He's in first class because he's a fucking...
Nose pick alert!
No, I scratched my mustache. So you need to do that in life.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great... For Berg's base, dude.
Yeah.
You nose literally just videotape alert. People in the park, and when they're picking their nose, like, nose pick alert!
We'll videotape them. That.
They're like, get away from me.
Yeah.
But Aaron sits next to this guy, and I walk by him, and I kind of like bust his balls about talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And I hear Aaron go to the guy. I hear Aaron go. I was like, he goes, he's gay. Is that me? And then I hear the guy go, Well, I don't see how that's relevant. And they said it being this awkward,
yeah.
I'm a bigot next to a fucking normal person.
Hey, do you like N-words? Oh, look, I love a water. I just think everybody in first class is so base.
Yeah, dude. It was, worst hotel. I don't know what the worst hotel I've ever stayed in. I've stayed at some shitty ones. I remember I got my first headlining weekend ever. Joker's Wild in Connecticut. You remember that club?
Yeah.
It was right next to that pizza place, which is like widely known
Frank
as
Pepe's.
Frank Pepe's is widely known as like the best pizza in the country.
Really?
It's in top five.
Where was this? Where in Connecticut?
Paco, maybe produce you fucking dickhead. Look up Frank Pepe's Pizza, Connecticut.
Steve, all right, I'm looking up
Paco rape. There's a,
how to beat rape charges.
Oh, if that's not a drop.
No one's pick alert.
We need a drop though.
What?
Paco rape. Paco rape. Paco rape.
Paco rape.
How to Google Paco rape.
So, no, there's a Frank Pepe's in the casino in Mohegan Sun.
I've heard of Frank Pepe's.
Frank Pepe's, where is it? Where's the actual, because you got to go to the original place to really get
okay,
it.
Okay, Frank Pepe's.
It's, where is it at? What's
that? Nose pick alert! I didn't even look. Yeah, it's a hair. You're still picking it. Get it then. Just get it and get it done with.
Paco, where's Frank Pepe's Pizza? This is the fact that you can't type in Frank Pepe's Pizza and give me the town in Connecticut that's in within 8 seconds is a problem, dude. That's a psychotic thing.
New Haven, Connecticut.
New Haven, Connecticut.
In the streets in the town of New Haven.
New Haven, Connecticut. Great pizza.
What makes
okay.
it so good?
It's just great. The white clam pie is incredible. I get the sausage pie. Me and Bobby Kelly, we go, Bobby Kelly's great. Because it's not even like Tim Dillon's a great person to ask for like food recommendations. Ralph Sutton, if you want to bring your chick to a great restaurant, give Ralph a neighborhood, a type of food, and he's going to come back with like five, mm-hmm. six options, mm-hmm. and they're all fucking excellent, different price ranges. He's super Jewy about it, so he'll give you like low end to high end.
I like that.
Yeah, he's great, dude. Ralph is great. Tim's great. Tim's a little bit of a show off. You know, he's trying to fucking like show that he knows like the cool, hip, or inexpensive place. Bobby Kelly is a fat slop, and he just goes based off of
taste.
Delicious.
Deliciousness. If you want deliciousness, go to Bobby Kelly. Price is not going to matter. It might be expensive. It might be dirt fucking cheap. It's going to be delicious. My mouth is watering right now. Just
and he'll have instructions on how to eat it.
Yeah.
It's not just give me a pizza, but the thing is, dude, you put it on the hood of your car, and then you let the cold night air cool down the top of the pizza, dude.
He's not lying.
Minutes max.
This is a quote from Bobby Kelly, dude. He's like, dude, you got to go there. You got to put it on top of the car. You got to let it cool for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you bullshit around. You smoke your cigar, you know, and then your pizza's fucking ready.
When we went to there's the best donut place. Where'd you get donuts from, Paco, for tonight? Jeff Ross trashed me last time because I didn't have a spread in the green room. I was like, Jeff, you rape children. Who the fuck do you think you are to come at me like this, you piece of shit? Into your fucking mind.
And where's the candy?
How am I supposed to bring my guests in here? You got no comic books, no candy,
no crayons.
Tasty donuts, and it had a 4.8 review on Uber Eats.
How many donuts did you get?
I got 12.
Six.
12. Is that
donuts
enough?
For like 9 people.
Paco, you're going to have to cut them in half, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's also pizza.
There's also pizza.
Where's the pizza coming from?
Lucifer's Pizza.
Lucifer's Pizza.
I did not put any spice on it because I wasn't sure, and also Lewis gets a little sweaty when he has spice.
Lewis gets
sweaty. I'm not eating pizza, dude. Okay. Don't be an asshole.
I mean, do they have chicken fingers here?
Here?
Yeah. They have food at the comedy store?
Kind of, right? I think they have some wings
and
some shit.
Yeah, they do. They have a couple of things.
I'm going to tear the cheese off.
I might have a slice of pizza.
Have a little slice.
I might go a little crazy.
Well, I'll have a slice too. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go crazy as well.
I got a midnight flight. I'm stressed. I don't know how this is going to go.
Zach has
on 9/11.
Donuts. Best donut in New York City is on 14th Street. It's a place called Donut Pub.
Boom. I knew that.
Bango.
Yeah.
Bingo, bango.
Yeah.
Old school, old time. Look at Paco. We know it's New York City already. You don't got to tell us the town. We already got the town.
Be around 8th and 9th.
Donut Pub is in New York.
Yeah. Between 7th and 8th on 14th Street. Yeah. You know what it is? It's like the donuts. It's what Dunkin' Donuts saw when they initially opened up Dunkin' Donuts. They were like, that's what we need to do. Because those style donuts have a French cruller, they have a Bavarian cream, Boston cream, all that shit.
But it's also got like diner seating.
It's diner seating. It's small.
Yeah.
They used to have a magician named Magic Mike that would do magic tricks for you while you just ate hot donuts.
In your donut.
And see how many donuts he get on his day.
And your tube. That's what Magic Mike was based on? Was that guy fucking donuts?
He's stacking
them
on his boner. And a baker's dozen.
But they have, I mean, dude, I'm talking, and Bobby Kelly, when I went, he's like, dude, you got to go between 1 a.m. and 1:14 a.m. That's when the hot donuts come out.
Yeah.
That's when all the hot donuts come out.
Hot donuts.
Yeah, you'd go there, and you'd go exactly then, and sure enough, dude, like, they'd come out all hot, all fresh. You get an ice cold glass of milk, dude. The milk there, you order it, it's icy cold.
Yeah.
Icy cold. And I, by the way, I'm to this day, what you snacking on, boys? What to this day, I will drink a tall, cold glass of whole milk.
Gross.
Without anything else. It could literally be no donut, no cookie, no nothing. Just to quench my thirst.
I wouldn't drink a glass of milk for $1,000.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I put it on cereal. I don't drink it.
You wouldn't drink it for $1,000, no. Really?
Reminds me tall, of being a dumb kid.
I'd chug it. Just, yeah.
Like you just think about it. If you drink one glass, that's 1/6 of your helicopter. You have to just drink 6 glasses. You get a free helicopter.
All right. He's going to start puking thinking about 6 glasses of milk.
All warm.
How do you feel about milk?
It would make me sick if I drank a whole glass of milk.
That's crazy. I sometimes I get thirsty at night and I just grab the fucking half gallon. Insane. Organic That's whole insane. Milk. It's creamy and delicious. Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you what I would do. Chocolate milk. And that's really thick. Chocolate milk is soup. You ever drink chocolate milk then spit?
Yeah. Like it stays
spit.
Together.
Yeah, it stays together.
You get good distance on those.
Like that.
I mean, yeah, I would drink chocolate milk. You know, the problem is, like, it's rare that I want to waste the sugar and calories on something like chocolate
milk.
It's milk. Even though I love chocolate milk.
It's just milk. Delicious. It's good for you.
No.
Chocolate milk.
But even the milk has too much sugar in it. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Didn't know that.
9 grams of sugar every cup of milk.
I didn't eat anything here in L.A. I just went to a 7-Eleven, got some of those mozzarella and pepperoni wrap things.
That's it. That's the LA diet, dude.
And then I ate two of those Quest things. Dude, air peanut butter things. Those are getting good now.
I know. Same.
Thinking about eating 6 packs a day. They're really good.
Fucking all fat. Just covered in chocolate. Just
bulking up on this trail mix.
Breaking out like a kid. Oh, look at my suntan, by the way. Do you see my eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're all burnt up. Yeah,
yeah, this is good base.
This is
That's
nice.
What I like.
Yeah, Berg's base. Is that what it's about?
That's my base.
Like, I can quit the show now.
Skin cancer. It was good. Out by that pool today.
It was
got
beautiful.
Got some good sun. Yeah, hotties here in L.A. Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows this. Chicks in L.A., pretty smoking. Yeah. They look...
There were some okay ones at the pool.
I think they were porno ladies. A
couple chicks had
Do you
some
think they were porno
titties.
Ladies?
Maybe. Maybe.
I think most porno ladies live in Las Vegas.
No, there's a lot in L.A. For sure. Yeah,
there's a lot in LA.
There's a lot in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to wear condoms.
Dude, Vegas was slob city. That hotel we were at, there were some biggins. Like, if I was going to go hogging, I think I would have gone at the... I would have stayed at the Strat.
Really?
That was what... There was... Dude, I saw... three in the morning, I saw black chicks walking around. They had to be 3 bills apiece.
Yeah.
And they had on sheer body suits and thongs.
Yeah.
I would have followed him to the moon.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. Big black booty?
You love that. Yeah, no, not me. That's disgusting, Zach. I would describe that as rancid and disgusting.
There was some girls, they had their butts out today at that pool. And you could see, and one girl had a gun tattoo right on, like, the side of her leg. And she had, what are those things called that women wear on their legs? The not a leotard, but
a
leotard. The garter belt?
A leotard. Yeah, garter. Oh, it's so hot. So hot.
Garter belt.
Yesterday, a black chick was all over me at the pool. She's like, you get over here. I was like, hey. How are you?
Like, hey, I'm racist.
I literally was about to show my ring, and she's like, what you doing, daddy?
Then he realized she was going to try to steal it. He's like, I better not. I better do something different.
I don't have jewelry. I just back up. I don't have jewelry. It would have been weird. I go through that in my mind. What if a chick was like, well, why don't we just go up to your room and do fuck? I bet that happens.
Aaron, yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
I mean, it happens all the time, dude. It rules. Dude, crushing pussy rules, dude. You need to cheat on your wife already. You need to stop these games.
I miss it.
You miss cheating on your wife?
No, I miss getting sex.
No.
Like that. That's
really,
what turns
do you
me
really,
on. Is just meeting someone.
Is it like that fucking like generic like hack fucking your wife doesn't bang you thing? She really doesn't?
I bang my wife.
All right.
Not a lot.
How often do you have sex?
I see her.
What's your secret?
every couple weeks.
Every couple weeks. Yeah. Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's too little.
You're telling me.
Dude,
and
you know how much better
you feel when you're coming all the time? You feel way better when
you jerk off all the time?
No, rarely.
Rarely.
On this road trip.
Save those loads
then
for her.
And I fucked that fat black girl 6 times. She took my ring. I had to go buy a matching one.
Yeah, dude. I mean, my libido, it's still intact.
Yep.
It's still like...
You still want to fuck.
Once every 2 weeks would be just too little for me. I mean, after you're dating somebody for a while, in the beginning, it's like literally like it's got to be...
Every day.
Every day.
Every time you see each other, you want to fuck.
Every day, a couple times at least.
Then she sees you picking your nose all the time.
And Aaron's like, booger alert, booger alert.
No, that's
like,
what he said when he saw that black chick. Booger alert.
Booger.
Booger. This is racist. This show is very racist, guys.
I think we're just gleaming the cube.
Yeah. So... All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com, been in business for over 20 years. If you guys are in the market for car parts, you got to get them from RockAuto.com because they truly have the best prices with the best selection in the world. Easy-to-use website. Zach and Miko, I mean, come on, you're not a car guy, but how great is it to go on RockAuto.com and feel like you are?
I mean, no matter if you're a mechanic, a guy working on his own car, or, you're right, Lewis, an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles work.
You don't even know what it is.
Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
Rockauto.com, you gotta love them. There's no promo code needed. They already have the best possible prices in the world. But if you do purchase something from rockauto.com, make sure that you let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah, but then I guess after a while, but even so, it would probably have to be like still almost
a couple times a week.
No, almost every night still.
I try a couple times a week.
Yeah, and she says no.
She'll be like,
do you just take it because she's your wife and you have old time laws?
I punch the shit out of her. Fuck her when she's asleep. Yeah, that's what you do. I got to still romance my wife. I don't have that thing where you're just like, hey, you're my property now. Open your legs. Let's fuck. You can't do that. My wife's not that kind
of
lady.
You need a chick who's into that. She has to be turned on by that. No, not a side chick, Aaron. She's got to be.
Two side chicks.
You need to. No, you need to check your sort of into like you got to match sexually.
I'm married. It's done. Yeah. I can't. Yeah, I don't just get to go find another chick now.
But she did give you permission. So what would it take for you to actually take her up on that?
I don't know.
That was a trap, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Zach's
permission
married.
To cheat. Permission to cheat
is a trap every time.
But it's not because you can just do it and then go like what?
What? You said, dummy.
But we also have her on video saying it's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
My ex-fiance just said, I know what happens on the road. I just don't want to know about it.
Right.
I don't want to find out.
That's what I would tell girls that I would cheat on my girlfriend with. I was like, yeah. I was like, my girlfriend says I can do this. She just doesn't want to know about it. So if you tell her, you're a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Did you try that? That's an awesome thing. And
I was on a movie set.
Did anyone ever tell?
No, they're idiots.
I was on a movie set with a girl. And the girl I was dating at the time was with me, and another girl I had been talking to walked up to the two of us, and she goes to my girlfriend, she goes, I think it's so cool that you two have an open relationship, and then walked away, and the girl goes, did you tell her we have an open relationship? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Wow. I just don't cheat. I don't like the way it feels. I got cheated on, so I know how it feels.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely, as I'm older now, like, I'm not going to be with a girl if I'm going to cheat on her. There's just no reason to, right?
Yeah, why?
But, you know, back in the day, it would, like, turn me on to cheat.
Yeah.
It would, like,
you
literally
be more turned on with the girl you were cheating on than with your actual girl?
I would fantasize about my girl walking in and crying and fucking being upset about it. I get used to getting like crazy, like, yeah, dude, I have a sickness, dude. I have a darkness in me. I swear to you.
Oh, yeah. Just you.
Yeah, dude. I got I have a darkness inside of me.
You got a lot
dude.
Of stuff. You got to unpack.
What? I've been in therapy. I've been in therapy for a while.
That's good.
I've unpacked a lot of my shit already, Aaron.
Have you?
I'm a better person now.
Yeah, you
remember
are.
How much crazier I used to be?
Yeah, you unpacked all your shit, would B kick you out.
I packed it. I unpacked it. There's still stuff there. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. You're coming in like, so walk me through it. Okay, I'm you. Paco's the chick. Okay.
Oh yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Bitch. Oh, you're so hot!
Look how fucking soft my dick is! Oh, now it's hard, you fucking dumb pig!
Oh, put your Puerto Rican rattlesnake in.
Yeah, dummy, I'm gonna choke you now. Did you hear that? Did someone? I think someone's home. What was that noise?
Who is it?
You be the girl.
What the fuck is going on right now?
No, sweetie.
What the
this
hell?
This isn't what it looks like.
Why? What does it look like? Your penis is in this Asian man's ass.
I'm gay.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I'm a gay man.
Oh, what does that have to do with anything?
Who are you?
I'm the man from the plane. I'm very confused why I'm here.
I swear to God, I didn't know this was
going
to happen.
You're going to fucking give me AIDS? What the fuck is going on? You're having sex with a man.
I swear, he said he's clean. He said he's clean.
You're not wearing your fucking rubber. The fuck is wrong with you?
Honey, I'll shower. I'll shower.
Don't fucking touch me. Don't
Please,
fucking touch
I'm sorry.
Me.
Come here. It's not what you think. Is that how you picture it?
That's yeah, that's how I picture it. Then I come.
You're
going
to give me AIDS. You're fucking a man. Oh, that's funny. The guy from the plane.
All right, let's do plugs real quick. This has been a fun show so far. Aaron Berg, what do you got to plug?
Oh, wow. Laughing
Tampa,
a lot.
22nd to 25th.
Offend Everyone Tour, all over the place. Crazy. Big announcement for the Offend Everyone Tour. We have a date coming up that we'll be announcing. Top secret. Also, we had to cancel Syracuse and Albany because I'm doing a shoot this week. They're not canceled. They're being moved. Those dates are being moved. We'll have those dates up probably by the time you watch this today.
Yeah.
And if not, very soon.
And honestly, it'll be better because I think we're going to just make them do it on a Friday, Saturday instead.
Yes, that's yeah, what yeah. we're doing. And so. October 24th, I'm doing a theater in Toms River. And it is a huge fundraiser with the New York Mets once again. So check my website. I'll have tickets up for that. Big theater, Toms River. 2,500 people. Come on out. Let's kill it. Thank you.
Sick. Paco.
Check out everything Gas Digital. Yeah, that's it, really.
Very cool. Yeah, Paco's killing it, man. Paco's doing a great job on the road. Watch Paco on the Offend Everyone Tour with a lot of these dates. Thank you.
Yeah.
Zach? Instagram Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Einon Fidance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. And then Catalyst Wrestling will be in Brooklyn at Chilo's on September the 18th. So come check it out in Sunset Park. Tequila, tacos, wrestling. Come fucking party.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. Me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour, is Tampa, Florida, the 22nd through the 25th. Then we're going to be in Plano, Texas, September 29th through October 1st. Skankfest is happening October 14th through 16th. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting that because they are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Go support Yo Kratom and everything they do. And then at the end of the month, we're going to be doing one night only Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia on October 30th. So grab those tickets. Lots of other stuff coming up, including Fort Wayne, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Orlando, Yuck Yucks up in Toronto. Yeah. We got Portland, Washington, D.C. is coming up as well at the end of the year. A lot of stuff coming up, guys. So go to lewisofskanks.com. Me and Aaron are touring until the end of January, and we're adding new dates constantly. So make sure you go to the website and check all those out. If you guys love this show, subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. That is the big benefit. You have thousands of episodes of podcasts that are not available anywhere else. All the Legion of Skanks archives, Realize Podcast archives, Yo MMA Rap archives, the Berg's Base, the fucking Paco's Tacos. Paco's Tacos is a good fucking podcast, dude. You review a Paco, a taco?
I review
Paco's Tacos, and you bring a different comedian in, and you review a different taco from a different taco place, dude. Never ending, dude. You can go worldwide with this, dude. Paco's Tacos.
You want him, Paco?
Paco, we'll produce it right now. Produce, you got to produce it yourself. We'll pay you to produce your own Paco's Tacos. I love it. Guys, check out Paco's Tacos here on Gas Digital Network. And, yeah, that's all I have to plug.
Sweet.
All that's right. All I have to say about that. What?
I have a news article for you guys.
I didn't ask for a new fucking topic.
Okay.
Paco, any new topic? Go.
Florida Christian school teacher arrested after twerking on a student.
Okay.
According to authorities, Julie Hoover, at 39, took part of Point Grace Christian School prom on April 8th, and during the event, pressured a student to drink an alcoholic beverage by forcing the straw from her cup into his mouth.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. Hot. Toit.
Yes. And then the student would tell investigators that while he was on the floor, Hoover began to twerk on him, making him feel uncomfortable. At least two other people tried to get the teacher to stop, even getting in between the two.
Nice.
Do you guys want to see what she looks like?
Please. Yeah. Toit or Noit. Let's play Toit or Noit.
Noit.
Noit. I mean, look, honestly, when you're how old is a kid again, Paco?
The prom, right?
Yeah, it's prom. That's true. So
17 to 18 year old.
But
kid.
That's also her jail picture. She could look.
Yeah, she could look very
so,
nice.
So here's the thing: at 18 or 17, you know, her being a teacher, her being your teacher, it adds a couple points. Mm-hmm. You're like, she might be a 5 in real life, but she bumps up to a 7 because she's your fucking teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's better looking with her hair down.
Let's say.
I mean, right, she's still ugly, but she's up another point.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, she's all right.
She's got a thickness, so I kind of like that. I got no problem with
she's
that.
She's pretty all right.
If you'd never had sex, you would. Her, she looks all
if
dirty.
If I had sex, I would. I've fucked. I am a professional comedian. I do all right with the ladies. I've fucked women that are literally 100 times as gross as that woman. I couldn't even explain to you how disgusting some of these women are, Paco. It's crazy. There's women that have stories out there about me. They're like, hey, I fucked that guy. And they're like fucking trolls. They got fucking flab and pimples on their face. Dude, one chick, she had weird, just weird pox all over her body. And she was fat, too. It was like, what am I even doing? I did it twice.
Yeah. Same night?
No.
Oh, well, it's gross.
Did you suck the pox?
Ugh. Dude, it's fucking disgusting.
Oh, you have so many nipples. Please, I'm so itchy and sick.
Yeah, she was fucking disgusting, dude. Oh, straight up.
Awful.
Yeah, pretty tight, Paco. I like it.
Paco keeps going back to see who the richest billionaire in each state is.
Who's the richest billionaire in each state, Paco?
Well, how about you guess who the richest, and this is kind of a layout.
I only know the names of like 2 billion.
Who's the richest billionaire in
Tim Dillon.
Washington?
Bill Gates.
It's Jeff Bezos at $156.6 billion.
Elon Musk. I know 4 billionaires.
Elon Musk is in Texas.
Jordan Jacobs.
Michael Bloomberg is in New York.
Karen Feehan's butthole is $1 billion.
Dan Soder was on Billions.
He was on the show Billions.
Is that show done?
I don't know. I never watched it. I'm so bad at like supporting my friends.
I never watched it either.
Not a single episode.
Nor me.
No.
I auditioned.
I can't stomach myself to like even press play on my friend's Netflix specials. I'm like, oh.
I watched some of Tim's. I watched like the first 10 minutes.
Billions is still going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who else? That's it. And most people I won't watch at all. But no, I was like, I want to see Tim's.
I watch a few. I watched the first like 10 minutes of Tim's. I watched the first like 10 minutes of most of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I can't do that.
But then I just start to just get like something like motivating. It's like it's almost like I get like bummed out that I'm not working.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm like, oh, I need to go hit the ground running now. I'm going like, what am I even fucking doing here? I need to fucking put a bullet in my mouth.
Michael Costa last night here and at the Improv had a joke where he goes, all we do in America is watch murder. People just love watching murder. Netflix is out of murder. Let's watch Amazon Prime. They've got more murder. And he's like, I've been trying to get a Netflix special for 10 years. I would have more luck if I just went on a killing spree. And they call it Michael Costa Kills. And they're like, oh, it's a comedy special? No, he really killed people. He said it'd be out right away. Very funny guy.
Can we just do, for the rest of the episode, Michael Costa bits?
Yeah.
Is that possible? I know Michael Costa. I like Michael.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Very funny. Very, very handsome guy. Handsome gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they won't take his special because he wants to call it Holocausta?
the Costa doing business?
Paco, where were you during 9/11? It's 9/11 today.
I was in sixth grade. Being driven to school in Hawaii, so I was far away from everything.
Really?
The radio on?
It was on TV.
Do you have like two coconuts?
You have a TV in your car?
Did you have like a coconut that you put to the air and you like listen to the other end?
Oh, no. There is bad news. The top of our country over there that we are separated from.
No radio. You didn't hear it in the car?
No.
You got to school and then they showed it to you?
Yeah.
Look, did they do like smoke signals for the kids? I don't know anything about Hawaii.
You know, we actually had electricity in our palace, our royalty palace before the White House, 5 years before.
Really?
Yeah. So we were cutting edge at the time.
Do you think we give a fuck that you have a royalty palace, fucking loser? Palace.
Sounds like a fake thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the royalty palace.
It sounds like a hooker hotel. I got crabs at the royalty palace.
No speak alert! God damn it.
So were you freaked out though? What do they tell you in Hawaii? Because you guys were, the last time we had were attacked on American soil, it was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor attack, right? There was some sort of some feelings there, and people were like, oh shit, it's happening all over again.
Wakanda, bueno, we are next.
They're not African, dude.
Yeah, why do you mean a Jamaican?
I have no idea how they talk. How do they talk?
Just very slurred language, sing-song.
The bird from the sky smash into building.
People fire riding bird. On this huge hawk.
But
it was an inside job, brother.
Kind of closer. Closer, yeah. They were just like, this is happening in New York right now. And we didn't know where New York was because we're in sixth grade. Like, geography.
And you're retarded? You didn't know where New York was?
They were the slow class.
Paco, that's crazy, Paco. In the sixth grade, you should have known where New York was. In the sixth grade, I knew where...
I knew all where fucking Hawaii were. Was.
I will tell you, this is a true thing that I've talked about this on stage before. I didn't realize that Alaska wasn't a giant island in the middle of the sea.
Wait, what?
Until, dude, until, I mean, literally maybe 4 years ago. Yeah. Maybe 4 years ago, because it's attached to Canada. But on the American maps, you gotta understand.
Yeah, I'm showing him a map right now.
I'll draw it. Fuck you, Paco. I don't need you, dude.
Do you see how this is?
Nose pick alert! I can't look at the computer. So, nose pick almost alert.
They would draw America like this, right?
Yeah.
And then they'd have Hawaii down here, right?
Like that.
And then they'd have Alaska
over there,
up here, like this. And you'd assume that's a giant floating island. Not a giant floating island, attached
to Canada.
Fucking Canada the whole time.
Well, that's not fair. Come on, really attached to Canada?
Are you kidding?
Show me.
Do you not know this?
Wait, are you serious?
Show me.
Aaron, you're Canadian.
Yeah, not Alaskan.
It's true.
How are two men whose heads are shaped like globes not know the fucking map?
And Hawaii is to the west of California.
A little bit. It's the west of Mexico. Yeah. Alaska's attached right here.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
You really didn't know that?
Yeah.
That's.
I literally still thought it was a floating island.
That's hilarious. You are retarded.
And they gave you citizenship.
What the fuck? Dude, this is fake.
Wait,
no, is this news. Alex Jones's website? Come on.
Is Chrissy Mayer pointing at that map?
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
We got to get Chrissy back on the show because I have to trash her.
Why?
Because she trashed me. She was on some dude's podcast, and she was, I guess I called her right winger. I called her a right winger, which she is. Shut up, Chrissy. You're a fucking right winger, you stupid Republican bitch. I don't give a fuck what you want to say. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he called me a right winger. And like I'm libertarian. Like, I'm not going to explain to him what libertarian is. He probably wouldn't even understand what it is. Chrissy, my best friend is the fucking libertarian movement.
That's true.
Dave Smith is everything about the fucking libertarian movement.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, Chrissy. You don't know anything about libertarianism.
And if Dave's not going to explain it to us, you certainly aren't.
She might be right. I don't really know what it is, but I'm literally one phone call away from Dave explaining it better than anybody could.
Yeah, and he's going to be the leader of the whole libertarian thing.
Sure.
Which is basically just Republicans that don't want to tell people they're Republicans.
Dave's a Republican. These guys are pretending they're not Republicans. Shut up. You're all Republicans. Yeah. You fucking assholes.
You think they'd be more...
I don't hate on it. More power to you. Yeah. I'm probably a Republican if you really looked into it.
You are.
Dave was a liberal Jew from Brooklyn when I met him.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Could have been Bernie Sanders.
That's how good Lauren's pussy was. Dave fucked her and found Christ.
He became a Christian Italian.
Hey.
Yeah, no, but I do love Chrissy, but I have to get her back on the show now because now I want to have a debate.
Oh yeah, so the two of you just talking politics.
I was going to say a smart off.
The two of you talking politics.
I think that's the drug they used on you.
Let's bring up those talking points. Smart
Zach
off.
Zach O'Snake.
Zach O'Snake. Like an eraser that you rub on Lewis's head. Smart off.
Fuck. Where were you during 9/11, Aaron?
Planet Hollywood. I went to work for my lunch shift. Went in, it was on the TV, and I'm like, what are we opening, or?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, we don't know if they're going to attack us, because we were right by the CN Tower in Toronto. It was right at the base of the CN Tower.
Yeah.
So I had the day off, went by my acting agents, so I was like, anything happening? Nope. Yeah. This is weird, huh? Yep. All right, bye.
And was it impactful? Did it feel like something was crazy was happening? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went out, tried to do stand-up that night, it ran a bar show, and we had to go because we had a free meal, and they had great fajitas. And then everybody was just like, this is really awkward. And there was like six people there when there would have usually been like 30.
Yeah.
And then one old comic was like, what's happening to our world? I was like, what a pussy this guy is. Harry Dupe. That's his name. His real name. Harry Dupe. He was an older guy. He was like, what's happening to our world? And I was like, this is going to make my career. I'm going to be a political comic.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who cares?
Yeah, dude, I can't do it.
Where were you?
I'm like, fuck this.
Oh, I know where you were. I've heard this story
before. Yeah, yeah. I've talked about it.
No, big alert!
Yeah, I talked about it a lot on the shows. I won't reiterate the story.
I like to watch, every year I watch those documentaries. Like, we're missing them today. I watch the documentaries and you see it. It's fucking crazy. Like, and then you're like, oh, no, New York used to be cool, too, back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Before 9/11, it was cool?
Even during 9/11. Then they all went out to the baseball game and George W. Bush threw out the first pitch. Like, that's iconic shit right there. And then it was like, we're going to go kick their asses. That was almost.
It was a little nose wipe. I stopped. I didn't get my finger in there. It's fine. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, we're going to go kick their asses. Who? An unrelated country, but it's going to feel real good.
But it was good. And all the stuff, it was very hoorah America back then. Yeah. Let's roll. He had all these catchphrases.
There was something fucking.
All these made up catchphrases. Yeah. Like, let's roll.
But it was still cool. I mean, I was like, and it turned more people against America. But Dixie Chicks got mad at Toby Keith. Remember the Toby Keith thing? All the fans would ask.
I remember
the Dixie
there was
Chicks.
Just a sense of like, you know, I felt like it brought us together in like a very, very big way.
It did.
Where it was like
everybody hated brown people.
These colors don't run.
Yeah.
But these colored people do.
Yeah.
And we'll get them.
Black and white.
We'll get them.
Really together.
Yeah.
And you could see it. And it was so funny.
Yeah. Like, it was 3,000 people. I'd say worth it almost.
Yeah. You think it.
When you really think about it.
To bring us together.
I have to look at the COVID numbers.
But there was fear after. Did you feel the fear after?
I still, to this day, I have nightmares. You know, about like buildings falling.
I did too. I watched it out the window. It was my second day of high school, and I watched the building fall out of the window.
Yeah.
To this day, I have nightmares about buildings falling.
Yeah, I just like buildings crumbling. It'll very often it'll be aliens like shooting buildings and fucking. You know what? It has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
You know what?
This is our Independence Day.
I was thinking of Independence Day, not 11. That's right. That's true.
You don't be dead without my David.
Yeah, that movie. Maybe. That movie probably did more to make for patriotism
Hello,
than anything else.
Me.
Yeah, what movie is this?
So Independence
Day, dude.
I don't remember.
Fucking fake American. Never, you fucking Canadian. Independence
Will
Day.
Will Smith?
Yeah, welcome to Earth.
Is that what he said? I didn't watch the end
Jesus
of it.
Jesus Christ, Adam.
I just saw the part where he's like, I got to go to work. And I was like, oh, this is boring.
And then remember the
I was
dog?
Like, this guy slapped Chris Rock.
The dog almost died. We were in the movie theater with my mom. Maybe one of the last movies I ever saw with my mother, right? That movie.
Taxi Driver.
In the tunnel.
Independence Day in the tunnel.
The flames
yeah,
going off. I know.
Yeah, and then the dog almost dies and the dog fucking jumps through and everyone's like, yeah. Dude, we were such dumb Americans. When Bill Pullman does the speech, I mean, we saw it on the 4th of July, the entire movie theater, standing ovation, dude. It was wild. It's not a real thing. There's no aliens coming, dude. But we were together on that day.
What
it was
say?
A very
what was
big
the
deal.
Speech?
Pull up the speech. Pull it up right now.
Yeah, I've never watched this whole movie.
You've never watched the movie?
No.
That's crazy. It was a pretty good movie, all things considered.
Yeah, great marketing.
Bill Pullman, good president. That
great
that wouldn't fly
president,
anymore.
Dude.
You'd have to be a black woman now to be a president.
I know, it's very true.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see the speech. Let your mic pick it up a little bit, Paco. This was so huge, dude.
A little young.
Is this the end or the beginning of the movie?
This is like
towards
the middle.
The
no, this is the middle of the movie,
oh,
really.
They look
well,
like the third.
This is the setup for the third act.
All right, fucking specific dickheads.
Have they seen the aliens yet?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The aliens have destroyed a bunch
the
of
The aliens
shit.
Have blown up the fucking White House, dude.
All the major cities.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Good morning.
N-word.
In less than an hour. Aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind.
And we only have one guy on the scene that's a blithering alcoholic.
Word should have
Randy Quaid, you're up. You're going to get the most important job here.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests.
Hell yeah.
Perhaps fate. Today is the 4th of July.
Fate.
And you will once again be fighting for our freedom.
Hell yeah.
Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation.
Fucking aliens.
We're fighting for our right to live.
Muslims.
And should we win the day?
They really did only hire white people for movies in the 90s. Look at how many white people.
White movies were so good.
It is the day when the world.
Did they always fucking started the shoot on time, ended the shoot on time?
They were better actors. They weren't just like, we need. Not giving you a job.
We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
Yes.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
I still got hairs in the back of my neck. When this came out, 96, I think it was.
Yeah.
90, dude, me, my mom, my sister, dude, just losing it in the movie theater.
I got to watch the end of this. Tell me what happens. Oh, my God.
It's super pretty exciting. It's a pretty sweet fucking movie, dude.
So Will Smith's in it. Yeah. Randy Quaid's the drunk guy.
Jeff Goldblum is in it as well.
Yeah.
Star-studded cast.
Oh, and the real gay guy that was I need to hide under here. I saw that part. That was pretty good.
Who else?
Your nose,
Vivica A. Fox.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to watch that. Maybe that'll be my birthday. 50th birthday this week, dog. What would you do?
50th?
It's a big one.
If I'm 50 and I'm here at this point in my life doing this, I would actually truly kill myself. I would take a gun. You have two guns. I put one of them in my mouth.
And
I'd fucking blast my brains out into a fucking wall.
You wouldn't be happy.
I'd kill myself.
I put one in my mouth and the other in my wife's cunt.
Double suicide gone wrong. Start calling. Hey, she's gone.
Just testing it.
Yeah, 50 is a big one, dude. I got 40. 40 was a big one.
Yeah. What'd you do? Did you go away?
I didn't do anything, right?
You just spent time with your family, right?
Yeah, I spent time with my son. I don't really give a shit about birthdays at all.
I did.
I go pick up the food.
It's up here, ladies and gentlemen. The donuts are here.
Yeah.
Paco, bring the donuts back. We'll do a quick little review of the donuts, then we're going to wrap this one up.
You can't eat a donut before a show.
I'm not going to eat a donut before the show. I will take a little nibble of one donut tonight.
That's crazy.
I'm back, dude. I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah. We were out by the pool today. Two hottest looking dudes at that pool.
Two
all those
bald
chicks just...
fucking beasts.
Yeah. One guy was like, dude, you're jacked. And I was like, I'm not gay. And
he's like, what does that have to do with it?
Girls were like,
didn't I fly with you one time?
You ever see Lewis fucking Asian boy? Oh my God, you're that guy? Dude. Big week. Big week.
It's a lot of fun, dude. The whole time has been a blast.
LA's been the best. Vegas show was really good.
Everything's been really good.
Vegas show was a banger.
Yeah. Vegas show was a banger. Denver was a banger. Colorado Springs, dope. Everything's been great. If you guys aren't supporting the Offend Everyone Tour, what happened, Paco? Come on.
Paco.
We're going to probably not review these donuts on the show, you piece of shit.
If you use Paco's computer, look up Paco rape.
Just fucking download child porn. Get him fucking deported back to Hawaii.
Does he have a real last name?
Is he signed into any social media? Because if he is, you should literally just...
post a link for nwordmania.com.
YouTube, Gmail, no.
Nothing open.
Paco.
Paco should know better than to leave his computers open around us.
Rape.
Paco, rape.
Chiang murder case.
All right, so we're going to wrap this one up here in just
a minute. We got a show coming up.
We're doing fucking great, dude. The Queen is dead. We never really talked about that.
Who gives a shit?
That's a song by the Sex Pistols, right?
Yeah. People, you know.
Black people got upset.
Did they?
Yeah, because they were like, oh, everybody gets 2 weeks off to mourn.
Which is not true. That is completely not true.
Yeah. They just made it up.
Yeah. Maybe a day.
Yeah. And then... And then
let's see
donuts.
Paco, let's see. Paco. It's heavy. These are heavy donuts. Tasty Donut Cafe.
I will give you $30 if you eat that box.
The whole box?
Yeah.
That's it.
Aaron, how many times does your wife say that?
Yeah, these are nice donuts.
Let me see.
Nice donuts. These are nice donuts. They're big.
Can't see.
They're big. We can. What I would want to do, Paco, is you're gonna have to cut these up and present them.
Okay. What's that chocolate one with all the chocolate on it?
Probably chocolate.
Good.
Very nice, Paco. Very happy.
Good job, Paco.
What did the pizza get?
Good work.
The pizza's running a little bit late, so maybe in 15 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there a line of people out there? Are we packed up?
There's a very long line outside, yeah.
Nice, Paco. You gotta go get some fucking video stuff.
Get the video of these people.
I know.
I'm interacting with them.
I'm doing a terrible job at multiple things you're making
me
do,
Paco,
right now.
What the fuck is going on here? We're going to wrap this one up. Shout out to everyone for watching.
What the fuck?
No speck alert?
No speck alert!
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Shout out to everyone.
Did you give it a good one?
No, this.
Oh,
Paco Rape?
I googled Paco Rape.
And nothing came up because I'm innocent.
It's because he's Asian and knows how to scrub the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We're back regularly this week with our normal times in studio. Very, very excited to go back to our normal. I'll be in town for 11 full days, which is crazy.
Wow.
It's been so long since we've not been in town.
Yeah,
it's really
nice. And then we're off to Tampa, dude.
Tampa on the 22nd to the 25th. So come out to that. Plano, Texas at the end of the month. And we'll check you guys at Skankfest. Thanks for watching, and we'll check you next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.